So what enticed you to play a part in this production?
Well, you know, what's so interesting about Allegro is that when it was first done, it got panned, completely panned. it really did not have a good response from the audience. Rodgers and Hammerstein tried a lot of interesting devices in order to get people engaged, like using the audience using the audience as a character almost. But there were a lot of changes made, and you know, mostly by Tom, the director, to the book, and a lot of those changes made it a much more interesting musical in the sense that it's a piece by Rodgers and Hammerstein that really hasn't been touched, at least not as much as Oklahoma or South Pacific or Carousel. But it still has all of the elements that they bring to all of those musicals, but not as many people know about it. So I thought that was extremely interesting.
What attracted you to Joe Jr.?
I think what's so interesting about Joe is that he is the ultimate optimist. I mean, he is constantly looking for the good in everybody that he meets, in every situation, and I think that kind of leads him down the wrong path for a little while. He is a little bit blinded by his optimism and misses crucial elements that would tell him otherwise and would really help him see the truth in things. So I think that the duality of his optimism and his kind of blindness is something that I found very interesting, yeah.
Is there anything about the character that you particularly dislike?
Yeah, you know, I think that the one thing that I would have to say that I am not a fan of Joe is that he doesn't quite see the big picture, and he's very, very skilled at doing what he loves. He's very skilled at being a rural doctor. But his inability to see the world around him and to really just be a better observer, it really kind of hurts him in the end. But I think that you will still see the show, but, you know, I think in the end that he turns it around. So that I do like about him.
How do you want this production to affect people? How do you want people to leave the theater and say, ah?
Well, you know, I think the main idea behind Allegro is, or at least what Rodgers and Hammerstein were going for, was showing how a person can be useful. And that is their most important trait, is how they can be useful in the world. And I think a lot of people can get caught up in things that, you know, keep them from being who they are, and ambition can get in the way of things, and especially in cities. It's very, very, very common for people to lose sight of reality and to get involved in a kind of handshaking sort of where they are removed from what brought them there in the first place. So I think that the main idea that I would really like to get across with this show is that everybody is useful, and what's incredibly important in your life is finding how you're useful and pursuing that and not getting caught up in other things.
Do you think as an actor in New York City it's easy to kind of relate to these themes?
Oh, completely. I mean, I think that not even as an actor, I think that just living in New York City, everyone has to do it, or even not in New York City. Every career path has this kind of problem with it, where let's say you wanted to be a painter. You know, if all you want to do is paint, that would be your life dream would be to be in a studio doing exactly what you love. But in order to to do what you love, you still have to earn a living. And in order to earn a living, you have to meet certain people. And once you meet those people, they'll introduce you to other people. And it really can pull you away from the whole reason you got into it in the first place. So I think that's just a general theme with any sort of career path. No matter what you're doing, there's always that little twist on it that you have to do. You know, not every job is absolutely perfect.
What was it like to work with, obviously, Tom as a director and the Astoria Performing Arts Center?
Well, I think that the best part of working with APAC is every single person involved with the production is incredibly passionate about it. All of us signed up to do this knowing that we were doing Allegro, which is a production that we all wanted to make good, that we all want people to know about, and to hopefully be produced more. There's some absolutely incredibly beautiful music in it that isn't nearly as well known as the rest of Rodgers and Hammerstein's works. And I think that passion that everyone brought into every rehearsal really shows. And I can't say enough about how kind and wonderful everyone in the cast is. And working with Tom is incredible. Tom is one of the nicest people on the planet. But if he sees something, he will tell you immediately about it, and we'll fix it, and we'll go through it, and it'll get better. And he's an absolutely incredibly talented director. I'm so thankful to work with him, in the sense that he has a very keen eye and can spot little minute details that not everybody would notice, and even if they did notice, wouldn't be able to express how to fix it. So the whole experience has been fantastic.
How do you want this run to ultimately be remembered?
I really like this run to be remembered as the rebirth of a really fantastic musical. I think that what helps is that Tom got permission to make some alterations on the book, which has just been a little bit dated, in my opinion. I think some people might disagree with me, but I think that the alterations to the book have really made the story resonate a lot more with today's audience. And I think that it's a really great musical, and at the time it was produced, it was a little too progressive. A lot of it deals with very, very heavy material that you would get little hints of in other R&Hs, like in South Pacific, you'd get, carefully taught Carousel, a little bit of the spousal abuse element thrown in there, but all in all, they were just kind of dashes, whereas this gets into it and deals with it. And what's interesting is that Sondheim has said this is probably his most influential musical. He worked on it, as an intern back when he was, I think, in college. There are a lot Sondheimian elements in it. You can see where he got a lot of his influences from. I mean, even the music sounds a little Sondheimian at times. But it's a really interesting musical that I think will resonate with today's audience a lot better than it did.